Welcome to the latest episode of the Video Game Bang Halloween Marvel Spooktacular Edition. We have a loaded show for you all this evening, including a special newcomer to the podcast. His name is Eduardo Villanueva Jr., and he joins the regular cast of characters Corey Vincent, Aaron Carter, and David Ng. If you have not already, please go to Twitter and follow the Video Game Bang at Video Game Bang, or on Facebook, facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. As always, on nerdreactor.com. What are you reacting to? As always, go back and listen to the old episodes of the show. Last week, we had a fantastic episode with Slashly Boorch. Yes, I did that. If you are a fan of the Marvel Universe, this is the episode for you, as we are going in explicit detail, bloody detail, of all the news this last week. Get ready to be frightened on this week's Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, Halloween pizzas? Thanks, and for joining us for a new episode of the Video Game Bang. And if you can't tell, it's that time of year. The scary time we call Halloween in the States.
Halloween.
We have a very packed show for everybody today. Because there's been so much news that caught the internet on fire. There was a fire at the internet headquarters, and it was all caused because of Marvel. But first, before we get to that, Video Game Bang is brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang, facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang, and catch up on our previous episodes because we've had some excitement in VGB World. Aaron can attest to this. We had probably our favorite guest. I hate to say favorite because we've met so many awesome
people. We had a
really
good guest.
We had a very good guest, yes. In Ashley Birch from Hey Ash, What You Playing? Geek and Sundry. She's all over the place. Borderlands 2. It was an honor to have her on the show for the entire hour, and she even played a game with us. Bitch, you guessed it.
And she did not...
You hurt my feelings, Aaron.
I hurt
you. Hurt my feelings on that episode because you won the game and you said it didn't feel like you won.
Didn't. No, it did not. Listen to the episode. Go back and listen to the episode and you tell me if it felt like I won, audience. And you'll agree.
We have a star-studded panel here. As always, if he was a Halloween creature, he'd be the Frankenstein, Aaron Carter. Brainless.
He's kind of, yeah, he has a brain.
Not a very good functioning brain.
He's in the book, actually. He's very intelligent.
Shut up!
Yeah, thank you. I will accept that. Thank you. Thank you, Gondo.
I never read the book. Which brings me to the next one. He'd be the douchebag ghost.
Wow.
My childhood friend, David Ng.
Actually, I would have a lot of fun with that, actually.
In the book, he's actually very intelligent, the douche ghost.
You're an idiot.
Hello, everybody.
And back on the show, joining us is Steven Gutierrez with a beard.
That's just about right.
It is
just about right.
You look very similar.
We've recast Steven with a slightly more handsome Mexican. He's not Mexican. He's Puerto Rican. I'm sorry.
We talked about this morning. Yeah.
Puerto Ricanio.
He's a Puerto Ricanio.
And Native American.
He comes from the state of Texas.
Then he's definitely not Puerto Rican. You're Mexican. You're Mexican.
Eddie Villanueva Jr., welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You have some experience on these types of shows. I've seen you do some YouTube stuff. What were you on just last week?
I'm part of a Facebook group called Sons and Daughters of AMC Talkback. And we have regular episodes daily.
You want to get right up on that mic. Pull that thing right up to your mouth.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Put your mouth on it just like that. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm part of a Facebook group called AMC's Sons and Daughters of the AMC Talkback, and we just pretty much have a daily show where we do Google Hangouts, and we're online, and we're able to just...
So this takes place on the line?
Yeah. Okay. We pretty much meet up on the Google webs, on the Google Hangout site, and we spend pretty much about an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, just doing the topics that they usually talk about on the AMC talk show on YouTube as well.
Awesome. Well, we, as mentioned before, we have a loaded show, and the theme of this show, people, it's going to be Marvel, all right? There's a lot going on in the video game world. Sunset Overdrive just came out, which we'll get to probably a little bit, but the big news all took place yesterday. Where was this thing at? Was this in New York?
El Capitan?
Or L.A.?
It was, Chef?
What?
Every time that I don't know an answer to something, that's what I always say. I promise you.
Is this your new thing?
No. It's going on for the longest, actually. I just know a lot of stuff. No, I don't know. I think, I don't know where the actual thing took place, where they announced it. I just know my phone was blowing up like crazy from people that aren't even comic book fans, mind you.
It happened at El Capitan Theater in L.A.
I thought he was calling me El Capitan.
I thought so, too.
No, the name of the theater is called El Capitan.
So I'm going to say that he was calling me El Capitan. It was happening at the El Capitan, my home in L.A.
So the big news coming out is basically what Marvel has done is they've laid out our movie-going schedules for the next, what, 5 years?
Six years.
This is going way out into
2020? I think so.
The TV show? That's not canceled?
No.
That's still on.
Wow. Yeah. I would have to say excitement. The internet stopped for a full... the world stopped, technically, because I just said people that aren't even comic book fans. I literally, when I got home, I read the article on nerdreactor.com. Everybody can go check it out. But a coworker of mine, and she's not a comic book, like a huge comic book fan. Like, she knows who Superman is, but, you know, like... It's like a Mickey Mouse iconic type of character, right?
Yeah.
She texted me saying, did you see that they cast the Black Panther? And I was like, what? Like,
you actually know who the Black
Panther
is?
You know who the Black Panther is.
Like, what? I was just like, that's shocking. Like, why are you texting me about this?
Well, because
like,
you're probably the only black person in her phone.
Probably.
And
probably.
So,
no, she's half black, so herself is half, you know, her voicemail.
Oh, half. So half her friends that were black. Is that what that equates to?
Her father, you know. Probably text him too. Do you see that they cast the Black Panther? It's like, I don't even know who that is. I don't know why he sounds that way either.
Because you're a racist.
Exactly.
So the first big news is this is what they're calling Phase 3. Phase 2 is coming to an end. We have Avengers and then Ant-Man,
then Avengers.
Yeah.
Is it that way?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Wow.
At this point, I've seen more stuff
like we didn't
from
prep
Avengers.
Yeah, it really sounds like we didn't prep. Usually Aaron does the show notes, but he's slacking.
Oh, wow.
But it's okay.
I mean, I know Avengers comes out in the end of April, so
Paul
that's,
Rudd,
that's pretty close.
Ant-Man, is
Ant-Man actually comes out in July, so.
Oh, I was right.
So July 17th for Ant-Man.
So, okay, so if Ant-Man comes out first, and they've already confirmed.
No, it doesn't come out first.
Second. Ant-Man comes out second. But they've already confirmed. Okay, so that makes my question isn't even. I just answered it myself, basically, because I was like, they have Rudd and
Michael Douglas
as the two characters
Ant-Man.
That can play. You know, Ant-Man or
Ant-Man.
So I was like, if they came out with Ant-Man first, how would that slide into, you know? But since it's, you know, backwards.
Well, there's actually already a confirmed cameo in Age of Ultron for Michael Douglas as Hank Pym.
So yeah, I thought that's just a given. Like, that's what he was going
to
be in it.
I think it was Eddie I was talking to earlier said there was like a theory, you know, because they're saying that Tony Stark is going to be the one who creates Ultron. So maybe the way they're going to approach that is like Michael Douglas's character back in the day.
He's on the team or something.
Mentioned something or helped devise some plans with Howard Stark, and then Tony Stark finds it, and, you know, they couldn't do it because of technology limitations.
Yeah. Because there's a flashback. If you look in the Age of Ultron teaser that was released, there's a scene in it where it's almost like a little blip. You would pretty much have to pause it to see it. But Captain America is actually in kind of like 40s or 50s garb, and he's kind of like at a party or some sorts. So the theory is that Hank Pym in that flashback of some sorts is actually talking to Howard Stark about the plans or giving him the idea of it. Because originally, I mean, obviously you guys know in the comic books, Hank Pym is the original creator of Ultron.
Yeah, so it's based off of his
his AI, brain pattern.
His brain, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't find fault that they're going with Tony Stark as the creator
They got to make these. And as we're talking, there's going to be a lot of little compromises that are going to have to be made.
I don't say I'm not on that page if they had to, you know, because I still don't like that. Oh, well, we had to write this for movie type.
In some of these other cases, like when we get into the Spider-Man stuff versus Black Panther stuff, there's going to be some have to's, right?
I don't know. No. Because of licensing, yes, but this isn't a licensing problem. This is just they think the story, I don't know, would probably flow better or something like that.
No,
but if you cast Paul Rudd as Hank Pym, that's fine. That would have been fine, and then you just introduce Hank Pym into this cinematic Marvel universe, and be like, "Well, this is Hank Pym. He created, you know, Ultron. You know, I don't think people would be like, I don't understand. I'm not following. Who is this guy again? Like, no, that's not possible. So I don't understand why they felt the need to have Michael Douglas come in." And then Paul Rudd come in as the second guy and be like...
Scott Lang.
Yeah, why? Yeah. I don't understand. Is Scott Lang that important?
He's a pretty big part of the Avengers initiative in the beginning.
Is he more important than Hank Pym? Because that's what it's going to be. That's what these movies are going to basically tell you. Old Hank Pym isn't as important as Lana Lang over here.
Lana
Del Rey.
So that's what I think. Like, am I wrong in thinking that way? Do you think that's how they're going to portray it?
I honestly, with the Ant-Man, there's more trailers and teasers about, you know, this Avengers going on right now that haven't even focused on Ant-Man, so I have no idea. The only thing I've seen is that one, like, proof of concept video where he beats up those dudes in a hallway.
Okay, the one from Comic-Con the year before.
Yeah.
Put it this way. So,
I'm going into this as blind as I went into Guardians.
Yeah, but I'm going into it as a comic book fan first, and then a movie fan kind of second. So if Hank Pym is important to the Avengers, right, we would agree with that?
Yes.
So Spider-Man, is he pretty much important to the Avengers?
No. He doesn't show up in the Avengers till way later.
Okay,
till way down the end.
So if they did this way, if they were like, okay, we have Spider-Man's going to be in the Avengers, but it's going to be an older Peter Parker played by, you know, some older actor. But the Spider-Man that we're going to have is the Miles Morales one. That's going to be the main, you know, superhero.
I'd be totally down for that.
Because just like then you're kind of throwing Peter Parker as the old fogey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, let's move on to phase three, because that's what this whole event was about. We're going from phase two, where we got two films left, and then we're going to get... a pretty big introduction into phase three. They're starting off with Civil War. So after Avengers, the fallout of Avengers is going to have to lead into a Civil War somehow. How do you anticipate that happening?
I would anticipate everyone being really pissed off at Tony Stark.
And S.H.I.E.L.D., right? Because it's a S.H.I.E.L.D. thing. So are we going to have...
Why would they be pissed off at Tony's... Oh, for the Ultron
thing.
For creating the Ultron thing.
But I don't know about S.H.I.E.L.D. because S.H.I.E.L.D. is pretty much disbanded right now. I mean, ultimately, they're going to pretty much... You know, right now with the way Age of Ultron is going, S.H.I.E.L.D. is just pretty much all over the place. It's not really an established organization quite yet as it does in the
movie. Oh, son of a bitch! God, I hate that. It just happens every time. Eddie, you probably are unaware, but this is when we play a little game called What You Playing.
It's and Corey Feynes, surprise.
It gets me every time. My heart drops. I got goose pimples. But what happens now, it's a very complicated game. First of all, we take turns. I will choose a person seemingly at random, but really I have this planned out weeks in advance. I choose a person, and they will discuss what the game we're playing, and then we talk about it just for a few minutes. Because after all, I mean, this is the Marvel show, but we're all about video games. So let's start with, I'm going to pick a random person. Aaron Carter, what have you been playing?
The regular Smite, of course, but then I also played a little to throw with a tie in the comic book. I played Infinite Crisis.
And you streamed it fairly unsuccessfully.
And I also played it fairly unsuccessfully as well.
So is this the MOBUS?
This is the MOBA from DC. And right off the bat, my favorite...
Was that a Batman reference?
Yes, my favorite... that's awesome. Terrible. My favorite superhero is Batman. And the first character they let you play with is Gaslight Batman. Yes. The most unstealthy character ever in Batman history, I guess. But
wearing Tesla coils as you roam down the
giant
street.
Giant Tesla coils. Yeah. That's awful. And then he's using sonic guns. And he has a British accent.
So can you, in theory, do a whole team of Batmans?
In the game, yeah. They have different ones.
Batman sounds so stupid.
They have Nightmare Batman. Regular Batman, of course.
Batman Beyond.
But see, the problem is...
That'd be so awesome.
This is the problem. You have a huge, huge library of characters in the DC universe. Like, crazy amount of characters. But you decide to take one character and make four different versions of
him. Yeah, that seems kind of...
Why? That makes no sense to me.
And they tried to make a storyline is the thing.
But the thing is, they have a
story... All these different dimensions are coming together.
Yeah, exactly. You have to fight.
You can make... It's so stupid. It's really dumb. To me, this felt like a missed opportunity for DC to let the light shine on some of their lesser-known characters.
Hmm.
Let's see. Move on to David Ng. What have you been playing?
I play a little Smite. Mm-hmm. And I play my Marvel-themed Bejeweled game.
Oh, puzzle! Is it the Marvel Puzzle Quest?
Yeah,
yeah. I downloaded that one only because it was like David Ng writes this thing 5 stars.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked
actually
it.
Yeah, I did play that one a little bit.
And it's then fun. I mean, I got in right at the beginning, so I'm okay. Like I'm in the middle.
I started this game during beta.
No, I'm saying like it's a pay to win, absolutely. But I got in at the beginning, so like it was kind of like I was scaling along all right, so I'm still in the middle, and I don't feel terrible about playing it.
So this game is another one of those Marvel games, kind of like the Alliance one we played on Facebook, where it's all about the ISO 8 and unlocking characters and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
That kind of stuff. But it's themed off of like a match 3 game.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I'll buy it.
All right.
The more you know. Eddie, do you play video games?
Of course I play video games. Actually, I've been starting this week, actually, Alien Isolation.
Really?
Yeah.
How far?
Not too far.
It's like I opened the box.
Huh?
He said I opened the box.
it's not bad. I mean, if you're a fan, kind of like Aaron, I'm a big fan of movies as well as comics and video games, and the whole mesh between this one and the movie, it kind of plays pretty well.
Now, where does it take place in the movie timeline?
It takes place between somewhere between 1 and 2,
okay,
so to speak, because it's kind of Ellen Ripley's daughter looking for her mom.
Okay.
Yeah, and when I heard that it was Ellen Ripley's daughter, I was like, that family just has the worst luck of all time.
Oh, yeah.
So Sigourney Weaver is in the game, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen her yet?
Mm-hmm.
How are the jiggle physics?
The jiggle physics are actually pretty good, although she doesn't have much to jiggle.
I was about to say, isn't she kind of...
Yeah.
Lacking in that department.
I think you got more jiggle than she does.
Haven't you seen? Wow. Haven't you seen Galaxy Quest though? She's voluptuous in that film.
That's because everything was tight and pushed.
Yeah, I was
up.
About to say that's a huge push-up bra on that. You can see that.
I don't know how these things work.
No, okay.
I forgot to mention also on the show. I'm a bachelor for the next 10 days, so I'm
hungry.
A little different around here.
there's no food in the house anymore.
Yeah, there's no food. These guys just kind of came over, and I haven't bathed.
Mountain Dew and Doritos all day long.
Terrible.
Yeah, pretty much. So, if you want to come take care of me, let me know in the messages below.
Wow. you invite that.
Big old guy named George.
Exactly. I'm here to take care of you.
and then that's how you end up with a...
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So let's go move back on to phase. Oh wait, no,
hey,
one
what
even
have you been
no one asked me.
Nobody cared.
Bunch of dicks.
Nobody cared. Phase 3, everybody.
No. I played. Did you just hit your face on the microphone? What a noob!
Wow.
Podcast noob. So basically, I've been playing Destiny. Love the game, but I started playing last night Sunset Overdrive, and my official review is it's good.
So nothing.
That's your official review.
Yeah, that's the official review.
Nothing wowed you.
No, technical
I'm still typing it. You know,
nothing wowed you. Huh?
Nothing really wowed me off the gate. I mean, making a video game funny is such an art form to me. And
are
even
you saying
though
it failed,
anything making anything.
I don't know, but I think it's going to be successful because Insomniac has a very specified brand of comedy that a lot of people like, and it breaks a lot of that fourth wall stuff. Like, hey, it's a video game. And like when you're in the tutorial, he's like, go to the menu because this is a game, you know, and it's like,
I don't care about that type of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's so flavored in that kind of stuff and with the wacky world and stuff.
The gameplay. That's what we're, that's the meat and potatoes.
It's,
what is it?
Yeah. Tony Hawk meets a rail shooter.
Rail shooter? I should probably rephrase that.
I say that because you're kind of moving. You're always moving and shooting. Like, if you stand stagnant in the game, you're going to have a bad time. So you have to, like, constantly move from rail to things. So you're always, like, playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater, bouncing off of walls. Every time you bounce on a car, you get, like, an extra hop. And that's where your times combos come in.
So...
So the more you're moving around, the stronger your attacks are.
And is there any real reason to slow down, mission-wise?
Maybe when you go like to the little base to go to the store to buy upgrades and ammo. Because there's a lot of weapons, and there's a weapons upgrade system.
So
the
then
skills,
in between that,
it's perks.
Just kind of...
Chaos.
Chaos.
It's porn. A lot of chaos. I mean, I could see how it might be more fun with a bunch of people.
Eight people?
Mm. Yeah, eight people would be probably a great time. But just
like
solo...
a Mario Party thing?
Yeah, solo, it was just kind of weak. I'm just the learning curve maybe for me, or maybe because I didn't care too much. I was playing along, having fun, and then I hit the first little tower defense part, lost one round, and I was like, I'm going to go see what's on Destiny.
Wow.
I just kind of lost interest, and I'm not reviewing the game, so I didn't pay for it. So just as a whole, just having the game available, which might be the most honest way. To review a game.
To not pay for it?
Well, and to not have to review it. I wasn't grinding through it to see if it gets better, but just instinctually, I stopped playing the game because I was like, maybe I'll come back to this.
Instinctually.
And that's sad. For this day and age of video games?
I don't know.
Sad.
Maybe it's just I was in the mood for a shooter. I don't know.
In the weeks to come, I will. Yeah, keep playing
it. Maybe we can play it after the show. I'll show you. I got nothing to do. I'm lonely.
Wow.
You guys want to stay the night?
I gotta work tonight, man.
Let's see. Moving on to phase three. So we're gonna get kicked in the face in the beginning of phase three with the Civil War. And I love what they did as introducing it as Captain America's Serpent Society. Because I did the same thing. When I saw that come up on the screen, I was like, oh, that's bullshit. Like, I mean, it's cool and all, it's Cap, but I wanted Civil War. And then they later on in the show had them face off Cap and Tony Stark.
Okay. What's this? I'm uneducated about the Serpent Society.
It's just like literally a team of snake people, right?
Oh, okay, then I've seen them. Yeah, then I've seen them.
There's like the constrictor guy.
You've seen them before. They're in Ultimate Spider-Man. They were on the Ultimate Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And then, Spider-Man like was fighting one with arms, and he's like, it's kind of not what a snake is. And then he rips off the mechanical arms. He's like, I just helped you out, basically. Now you're more snake-like, yeah.
There was a... I think the last time I saw them was Hope beats the shit out of them at the beginning of the X-Men Avengers crossover.
Yeah, I remember that.
So...
But that would have been... I mean, it could have been cool, but
how
Civil
are they
going to
do them in movie form?
I don't think they are. Do you think they'll even be in the film?
Why would they put their name on there? Just to throw you off?
No, it was a troll, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They might put them in at the very beginning, like they did or Cap 2. Where you had like that other guy,
George
St.
Pierre character, yeah.
Like they just did something real quick like that. Like he'll stop a terrorist thing with them, like trying to take over some military base or something.
Yeah, okay.
They may make mention of it, but I mean, ultimately, it was just a troll. I mean, Kevin Feige even said afterwards that you know they put that in there just to see the crowd's reaction to it, and then after they released it at the end of the whole thing, then everyone went nuts.
That reaction is going to be crazy, though. Yeah. I mean, Civil War.
No, man. There's so many things that have to happen, it feels like, before they do a good Civil War, though.
Okay, Civil War. So, hold on. Civil War takes place after Avengers 2. Correct?
It will, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So then...
Almost immediately.
Technically, they don't have to do a lot of things.
From Avengers 2, the only movie in between that and Civil War is going to be Ant-Man.
So, Civil War... This is it. Civil War, the comic book, started with a major disaster from the superhero group.
There was a reality TV show.
That was following the... What's the name of the group, guys? You guys know. There's so much comic knowledge in this room.
I just remember Nitro is the guy who blew up like a school of children.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he turned into Penance?
No.
No, that's a different guy.
That's
Speedball? That was the hero guy who was going
Speedball,
after
Speedball.
Yeah. Speedball.
So, but the basic thing, the basic whole idea is... a metahuman caused a massive amount of damage
to like an elementary school or something.
Yes,
killing everybody and 60 children.
That's all they need is a huge tragedy. Avengers 1 has already happened. They've done crazy amount of damage just to New York alone.
But that was caused by aliens.
That's true, but still... Who's here?
Avengers 2 is going to be a man-made...
Avengers 2, they're all across the globe. It looks like they're going everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's because there's an army of like Ultron bots.
Yeah, okay. But nonetheless, who's still going to be standing left besides, you know...
The weird thing here, though, is because like Tony Stark is the guy who spawns this thing. So he's the one who's like pro-government.
But he's going to be on the side of... Yeah, he's going
to
be on the side of...
Seems kind of backwards to me, then. Well, it's just like, they should be after him, like, out for his blood.
Well, because the way he sees it, though, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, with Tony Stark doing it, he sees it more of a need to help, you know, regulate the mutants already, just like in the comic books. I mean, that was his stance in the Civil War comic books. But as far as them going all over the place, I mean, you got to remember, S.H.I.E.L.D. is already in Europe at the time. That's where Nick Fury's saying he's going at the end of the Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah, but he's going as an individual.
Yeah.
S.H.I.E.L.D. is disbanded,
as far as he knows. But I kind of think in the beginning of this one, I mean, that's actually what they're doing is they're getting the intel from Nick Fury going out to Europe to start, you know, destroying what's left of the Hydra factions.
How in the comic books do they deal with Ultron?
Ooh.
Well, he's been around
forever. They had to time travel to be him. It was one of those things where it was so far gone that they had to go back in time and kill... They tried to kill Pym before he made the namesake Age of Ultron.
As the villain, though, they've just dealt with him repeatedly by destroying
his
body.
He's upgraded every time, but in the one of Age of Ultron, Wolverine ends up having to go back in time while another set of heroes goes forward in time. That's
definitely not for movies, but...
It was not something I would put into movie.
And it felt like all the characters in Age of Ultron that pushed that plot forward, Marvel doesn't have rights to, because it was a lot of Wolverine, mm-hmm. it was a lot of
X-Men.
Fantastic Four.
Miss Fantastic Four. You know, the blonde bitch.
Invisible Girl. Jessica Alba.
But the thing that I was trying to get at is, because in movies... Iconic bad guy characters either just die. Like, think about the Batman series, the Batman trilogy. So you had Ra's al Ghul. They killed him off at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in the comic books, he just gets dealt with, you know, somehow.
Yeah.
And then escapes or, you know, thrown in Arkham, escapes. And, you know. So in movies, they got to kill somebody. So the only way I can think of an Avengers 2 dealing with Ultron that won't have time travel in it is some massive amount of power that I can, you know, that somebody does. And I don't think it will be a massive amount of technological power. It'll be a massive amount of some metahuman power.
They got the Scarlet Witch in there now. And it looks like from the trailer, it's going to be one of those things where the Ultron is using Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch as his pawns.
And then they're going to switch sides.
Makes sense, so, they're first introduced as villains.
So yeah. Scarlet Witch comes out and she shows this massive amount of power.
She says, no more Ultrons.
And then all of a sudden, Tony Stark, who now has to, in the movies, realize that there's aliens, you know, and then they show how he deals with that in Iron Man 3. And now he has to realize there's miracles. So after that, he's like, well, crap, this needs to be regulated.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say mutants.
This is something that normal humans can't deal with. We have to prepare ourselves, input the Registration Act. Mm. And then the split of, you know, the Civil War. That's how
that's
kind of
weird, because in the Marvel comic book universe, the world is littered with supervillains and superheroes. In this one, if they're going to do a Registration Act, they could probably fit it on one page. Of the people they've announced.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
This is like not like a Civil War, but like a civil like five guys versus five guys.
They'll just have a whole bunch of government agents versus these five powerful people or whatever.
If they had X-Men properties, they could then maybe like...
If Marvel had all their properties, you wouldn't see a whole bunch of rewrite type of stories. You'd probably see a realistic type of, you know...
And well, since they're doing Civil War in a Captain America movie, I would be surprised if they brought in the whole Avengers roster on it.
Yeah.
It's going to be mostly Captain America and Iron Man fighting it out.
And that's the thing that worries me too. If they put it that small,
departmentally.
You know how many people are going to be Captain America movie hoping for Iron Man to win? Like, as far as the popularity goes between the two characters.
Thing. Well, no, I don't agree with that, actually, to be honest with you.
Robert Downey's Iron Man is so freaking popular. Everybody loves him.
He is, but Chris Evans has made the Captain America, character even more so as popular for, a lot of people. Actually, online right now, one of the polls says that Captain America is actually gaining, if not almost surpassing Iron Man's popularity as when he first began. Especially with the way the Winter Soldier
came out. I think people like Captain America movies because they're fucking good movies.
They are definitely
good. I think people love Iron Man because Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark is amazing on screen.
Yeah, because I saw something online that said, do you really like Iron Man or do you just like Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah. It's some blurred lines.
Nah, I think freaking people like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
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 Because you can put Robert Downey Jr. in another movie where he acts exactly the same,
Call it Sherlock.
Judge.
Yeah. And call it Sherlock and then boom. Judge. Yeah.
Put it on Lifetime and call it Judge.
I think you like Robert Downey Jr. I'm Cap over Iron Man.
I'm Team Iron Man.
Any day. I'm always Cap.
And that's even being on the anti-registration side. I just love Iron Man so much.
Yeah, nah. I've never liked Iron Man. You know why? Because every form that I've ever seen him in, he gets beat up and then he just looks like some rusty tin can. And it's just like, you're done once you take off that armor. So it's like...
Now, once he takes off that armor, he's a playboy billionaire philanthropist.
Yeah, he's not Bruce Wayne, so it doesn't matter to me.
We have a lot more to talk about actually on the Civil War because there's a big topic going on about, because we all know Spider-Man is like a pivotal character in Civil War. He flips sides, he gets this awesome spider suit at one point, but there's kind of speculation that they're going to be using the Black Panther in that role, and I have a big issue with that.
He's racist.
Mainly because he's black, but I'll get to the more important reasons after this break. Stick around for more Video Game Bang Halloween Marvel Edition.
Two things that don't go together.
Cricket.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to Strife.com, grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
So a long time ago, there was a TV show called In Living Color, if you didn't know about
come on.
And they did a skit where they had these two black couple moving into a new house that was haunted, and all this crazy crap started going on, and the woman was like, I paid so much damn rent in this house, y'all better leave. And so the spirits and everything just get out the house. And ever since I saw that, I'm just like, yeah, they probably came at it in a practical way. Like, I live here now. Whatever.
Come on. If you heard this, if you're sitting in your house and this starts going around, what? Nothing?
Nothing. I'm not little dolls that act creepy. Like I say before, they're 2 feet. Kick the damn thing, people.
You heard it here on Video Game Bang. If you're getting attacked by a little doll,
kick the damn thing.
That's Aaron Trey.
Giant beast. Okay, you got a little more, Godzilla's coming after you. Yeah.
You're dead.
But come on now.
Yeah.
A ghost is in front of my face, I might get a little...
Serpent Society comes at you, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be like, you guys aren't accurate, atomically accurate.
Go chop off your legs and come back to me.
Come back to me without any arms.
Exactly.
So, a lot going on with Marvel, as we've mentioned before. The big thing is Civil War. That's the most immediate thing after Avengers. And there's speculation they're going to use Black Panther, T'Challa, in place of Spider-Man. And I just don't think it works.
Explain beforehand for the viewers that, don't know the importance of Spider-Man in the Civil War, though.
Spider-Man's kind of like swings.
He's like the moral compass.
Well, yeah. He's the first one that comes out in response to Iron Man's support for that. He's the first superhero that comes out and reveals his true identity.
Dumb move right there.
And it changed the whole series for Spider-Man for a while.
Until he backtracked.
Yeah, until he backtracked again. But more importantly, I mean, he switches sides. Most of it's told kind of through his perspective and switching back and forth. And the Thunderbolts are even brought into it. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts in the Civil War that made it what it was. But Spider-Man, what made him work in that is because he's kind of neutral anyways. He's kind of naive a little bit because he's young. He's making these kind of big moves, and you know, he's comical. He just fits that role of naivete. But then you try and take him out and insert the Black Panther, who is supposed to be
a very calculating individual.
Yeah, he's a brilliant genius. He's a skilled warrior. He's very set in his ways of protecting his country. Why is he going to leave Wakanda to go to some American political debate?
To swing vote on a country that he doesn't really even protect.
I don't think per se he's going to be like exactly that role that Spider-Man took. Some people are saying that some theories that are out there is that Wakanda may be the safe haven for those actual mutants or metahumans.
Miracles.
Wow.
The metahumans that are actually against the Registration Act, that Wakanda is actually the place where Black Panther opens up to people.
He's gonna open his borders. He's almost worse than Namor.
He's way worse than Namor.
If you haven't seen the Black Panther on Netflix, the little motion comic one or whatever, that was like amazing. First of all, but
and it's not from Africa.
Yeah, that's like everything about that was just awesome. And so, one of the scenes in there is they're discussing like how they have the cure for.
Cancer,
something really bad. And then he's just like, yeah, no, we can't give it to the outside world yet. They'll just break it down and then sell it in freaking...
Turn it into a weapon.
Something. It's clear that they don't trust the outside world outside of Wakanda. So I don't see them just like, oh, yeah, you got powers? Come on in.
Come on, ninja.
Join our army.
If they did that, that would be kind of... anti-Wakanda or whatever, and then
that would
I'd
make
like,
me very scared for the Black Panther movie.
Yeah, like that would be kind of weird.
It's gonna be Cool Runnings.
I can see, I can see them doing like some
John Candy,
some nation close to Wakanda probably did that, and then that's what gets him involved. Like, hey, you guys are doing little stuff that's too close to, you know, us over here. Mm. I don't like that at all.
So, what do we see as the solution? Like, can they do a good Civil War without someone playing the Spider-Man the role?
Disney buys Spider-Man back with their trillions of dollars, and they just put him in the movie.
I'm surprised that after the announcement, all the other companies didn't say, just take your properties back.
Why?
Because no one's going to top that.
No, no one is going to top
that. I think Patton Oswalt's tweet, he was like at some diner downtown D.C., people just all like announced the new Wonder Twins movie.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Rob Schneider and Rob Schneider in a wig.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that. But see, this is the thing that I understand the magnitude of Marvel's announcement. It's huge. It's big. And it overshadows the crap out of that announcement that DC made about their, you know, future projects.
Theirs was like, hey, we're going to have 10 movies and it's going to have this guy and maybe that guy. And if that one doesn't work out.
And what was sad, too, was when they announced that there's going to be a Cyborg movie and then the actor that's supposedly supposed to play Cyborg.
He had no idea.
Hey, I'm still auditioning for Black Panther.
Yeah, he was like, I have no idea. I didn't know I was supposed to be in a single movie by myself. Terrible. Which I wouldn't even go see a Cyborg movie. I'm sorry. Like,
no,
that's just dumb.
I'm not interested in the character.
But they have better and more interesting characters in the DC universe. It's just the problem is they want to get their big iconic characters because they think that's going to do the same thing. Like, I don't understand.
Are they going to kill off a major character? Or not maybe a major character, but are they going to kill off somebody significant for the role of Goliath? Did we think about that?
No. To end? Like, at the end? Or whatever?
No, because
that was like a middle...
That was a middle part that really, like, set things on fire.
That was in for me, because I...
Because before that, it was like, okay, we can still talk this out. Like, I'm going to do my thing in the shadows and, like, not really have all-out war with you. And then someone died, and it's like, okay, well, now the gloves
are off. One of our own is dead.
No. Was that when Captain America sucker-punched Iron Man?
Yeah, it was after that.
Yeah, there's some awesome stuff in there. There's so many great moments in the Civil War that I just know aren't feasible.
Yeah,
like
they're
when
not gonna happen,
Captain America beats the shit out of Punisher. That was a beautiful...
Oh, I love that scene,
that was the
when he
best
wasn't going to fight back.
Yeah. That was so powerful.
Yeah, you're not going to get that. Mm-mm. Who owns Punisher?
Marvel owns Punisher.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
It's not Sony?
I think it's Fox.
No. Oh, my God. Don't you curse. Don't curse in this.
No. I'm pretty sure Marvel has Punisher.
Everybody whips out their electronic devices.
Everybody whips out their digital penises.
That's terrible.
The next one coming out after Captain America, because we spent a lot of time on that one. And this one...
it's huge.
Doctor Strange.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It wasn't official, though, because they didn't...
He's doing it.
We can maybe hope so. I mean, are you excited about that?
No, not really. Because I don't really... He's really... thin and like tall and lanky, and he would make a better Mr. Fantastic to me than a
Doctor Strange
is pretty.
I always imagined when I saw World War Hulk, I didn't imagine any frail, skinny, tall guy. And then when I watched the Doctor Strange,
these actors always beef up for these.
When I watched the Doctor Strange cartoon, I didn't like that either. I liked World War Hulk, sorry. Let me rephrase that.
Who are we hoping for a villain?
For Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Who else?
Are they going to go with the obvious?
Yeah, you got to go.
Dormammu.
Oh, I was going to say Dracula.
I was thinking Fing Fang Foom?
Yeah.
You know, I saw in one of the Marvel movies recently, there was a billboard for a movie called Fing Fang Foom.
I think it was one of the Captain America.
Was it?
First Iron Man movie. That's when he's doing his trial. By the way, Marvel does on the rights reverted back to Marvel a while back, a couple years back.
Yeah.
For Punisher. But no, it was in the first Iron Man when he's doing a fly through, his first initial fly through the city, and you actually pass by one of the billboards that has the Fing Fang Foom.
Nice.
See, now that they got Punisher back, he needs to be on the short list to get a Netflix series. I think he's another character that's perfect for that
genre. I think he would make
a
good cameo in their Daredevil one.
So then, how about that?
They all live in the same city anyway.
You were talking about how you can count them all on one hand. Do you think we're going to get those three? Or those?
That's the thing, though. The timeline doesn't work out because I think...
I thought Daredevil's next year, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's one you can throw in there real fast.
So yeah, he does a cartwheel and sticks the landing or whatever.
And then did they give a timeline for Luke and Jessica?
Have they even cast those characters yet?
Or Jennifer or whatever her name is.
I don't even know if they've cast them.
Jessica Jones.
It's
Jessica Jones.
There we go. I knew it.
Jenny Jones.
No, they
see.
They
so
cast...
I think the production on that, they're. I just really feel like they use the Civil War to kind of lure the major actors back in, maybe, and maybe give Chris Evans a way out of his contract, because you've heard that as well, right?
Yeah.
He's out of movies. So there's a strong possibility. And then the guy who played Bucky has like a shit ton of movies on his contract.
And didn't Robert just sign for more, too?
I don't know what his status is, because...
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the Black Panther guy. Yeah. He signed for...
He has a bunch of movies as well.
But that's a no-brainer. Like, dude, if Marvel came up to me and was like, hey, do you want to be stuntman number three on... Squirrel Girl. I'm like, where do I sign for the 5-movie deal? Yeah.
What do you do? How do you feel if, I'm going to speculate here, and we can go back to this podcast if it ends up being true, and I will be awarded the most smartest guy on the podcast, which is a title. What if at the end of the Civil War, both Steve Rogers and Tony Stark die?
That'd be stupid as all can be.
And it won't happen.
And it will not happen.
Well, look, there's no Iron Man movies past that.
Because I thought Robert was done, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's his way out of the universe. Because after every movie since 2, 3 like wasn't going to happen forever. And then now 3 happened, and now he's been telling some people that the next Iron Man's never going to happen.
Are you basically saying, go ahead.
Would rather that they just like let him out of his contract and then force a different actor on you and just like have the audience accept it.
How would?
Because that's the only way you're gonna have these franchises continue.
How important is he in the other and these titles in the comic book at least?
I don't
Infinity
see
Infinity War.
Well, Iron Man becomes the new director for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, right.
So.
There's a bunch of different directors of S.H.I.E.L.D. though.
Stuff with that.
He said, I was a director of S.H.I.E.L.D. At least for 30 minutes. And Nick came and pushed me out of his chair.
So, man, there's so much in the Civil War that we can talk about. We got to force ourselves to move forward. So past Doctor Strange, we're thinking it's going to be Dormammu. We're thinking Benedict Cumberbatch.
Dormammu would be the safe one for me, I think.
I was really hoping it was going to be Jon Hamm.
John Hamm is the best
John
one
Hamm
for me.
As
yeah,
he looked good. Yeah,
the idea of him as Doctor Strange was perfect for me.
I did not like
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Cliff.
No, would have been too artsy.
Cat Scratch.
No,
yeah.
No. We got up there singing Ring of Fire.
Yeah.
All right, Guardians.
Guardians 2 got pushed up because this wasn't supposed to happen for a while. And
well,
I mean,
they had to do it before the next Avengers, though, because they want to do more of a tie-in.
I mean, but it's coming out in 2017, and then I think
it moved up a couple months, didn't it?
At least. I mean, the production on it sped up. I mean, a couple months to release means probably the production schedule got moved up more than that.
Yeah.
For all the filming and whatnot.
Who are we hitting there?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to
introduce another Infinity Gem.
Possibly. Because so far only three are shown.
Yeah.
We've only had three Infinity Gems being revealed.
What other main bad guys are for the Guardians? I don't know too many of those.
Well, they kind of foreshadowed. Who did they foreshadow hatching?
Adam Warlock?
Adam Warlock.
That's a good character they'd need to put in for a
I was reading
Thanos.
Up on Adam Warlock and the Infinity everything. And it just seems like he's basically the
anti-Thanos.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, because I don't know nothing about his personality or anything like that, because I didn't get to read any comic books with him in it. He was on Ultimate Spider-Man or... No. He was on one of the Avengers TV series, I want to say. And he really didn't say anything. So it was just like kind of, he was just there.
Was he part of the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, see, he's a secondary character on that team.
But he's plays a pivotal part in all these major story arcs, though.
Yeah, because usually he's running solo.
Well, David, you're more familiar than me with the space universe.
Time continuum.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
So what other guys are out there that aren't going to interfere with like the Inhumans that maybe can be tied in with the Nova Corps?
Well, I mean, you could do any of the big space civilizations. Like, I was just reading through a bunch of the Conquest, the Annihilation series. And then that's like a different dimension. So that's a Nihilus coming in from the negative zone in like just invading the entire galaxy. After that, they did.
Is there a face tied to that, though? Because these movies all have to have the bad guy, the main villain has, you know, you got to tie it to a face. It's never just.
Well,
like,
you can actually do the Annihilation Conquest, which is Ultron messing shit up in outer space.
So
maybe that's the end of Avengers 2. They send him into space.
Would we
that's
wanna
usually what they do is like he kills his body and then his brain just like shoots off into
would
space.
Would we care to see Ultron again as a villain?
It would hype people up, I swear. Because I can see the trailer already. You know, just a black screen and then a voiceover,
then
and
goes,
everybody.
Ah!
Yeah, exactly. And then,
I mean, in the comic book too, they didn't unveil that it was Ultron behind the invasion until like halfway through.
Oh.
So it worked out really well there.
Okay. And then fans will be familiar with this character because, so at the end of the movie, they're like, it was him the whole time? Oh.
Yeah. I know that guy. We all, because everybody in the world has seen Avengers 2.
Exactly.
It's the first movie in the world that everybody has seen.
If you can buy stock in Marvel or Disney, I guess.
I think you can.
Now
sure
would be the time. Or like 2 days before this announcement.
That's how we're going to make our millions.
That would have been.
Time and get
so, yeah,
shares.
I mean, that'd be a very nice, I think, thing to do.
There's a lot of articles around about the Civil War and stuff. I don't see too much buzz right now around the Guardians 2, and like we should write that
it's
article.
Too far in advance.
Yeah. That's
coming up after Guardians 2. We're gonna have Thor Ragnarok.
Nobody cares.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody cares.
That one is kind of what people have been thinking about for a long time for the
what?
Thor series, right?
Somebody was thinking about a
so
Thor movie.
Do, like Ragnarok Thank to you. Me is the time when Asgard goes to war and blows up.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the end of Asgard itself.
Right. And then that's like the precursor to when Asgard shows up on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to deal with all
I
that.
I hope they
do
wouldn't
you?
Do that.
Maybe
I
mean, they'll do that thing where they do in movies where it's starting to merge and then, you know, at the last minute, Thor lightning bolts somebody and it fades away.
Well, what if the Civil War concept starting with Captain America actually continues through a lot of these other ones as a background story plot? Because Ragnarok is what, number 6 in the Civil War series?
Well, he's Thor isn't himself in Civil War.
Yeah, he's kind of taken. No. He's preoccupied.
Yeah, but the clone Ragnarok.
Oh, you're talking about the clone. Okay, yeah. I was talking about the Ragnarok, like the end of days, like war.
Yeah, it's a full story arc in the Thor series, right?
That no one cares.
There is actually an end of days thing there.
Was Fenrir in it? Tyr?
Well, I'm sure Tyr shows up somewhere.
No, I don't want your smite influence tainting this beautiful episode we have. So a lot of questions probably with the Thor Ragnarok, and that is a good concept. I mean, will they wrap up Civil War in 2 hours?
I like how you're thinking, though. Have it bleed into the other movies. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, maybe
I think they have to, because ultimately a little bit, because these characters usually don't cross over themselves between the other movies.
Yeah,
so they have to cross over the concepts and like have the character's opinion on that.
Because this clone is the one that, you know, ultimately is one of the biggest strong hands, so to speak, of the Registration Act. You know, for Iron Man's forces.
Was it who made Ragnarok? Wasn't it Norman?
It was
Hank Pym and Iron Man.
I think it was Mr. Fantastic also thrown in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Which they cloned ends him. Up, Hank Pym was. Yeah, that's a whole other backstory.
And so that's leaving out the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I tell you, Disney can do a lot. They have money out the. They got to. Okay, so they've already stopped the Fantastic Four comic book series.
I was very surprised that they decided to do that.
And it's temporary, right?
Until they get their property back from...
Yeah.
You think that's tied together?
Yeah. What other stories can they do in movie form for the Fantastic Four?
That is actually brilliant.
That's what they do. And then they also...
they would never do that with Spider-Man.
They don't do cartoon shows for X-Men, and they don't introduce new X-Men in the comic books. They don't introduce new mutants at all.
They just killed Wolverine, too, huh?
And they just killed Wolverine.
They're cutting out. But see, the problem with X-Men, it's already such a rich and deep... Like, there's so many stories there. It doesn't matter what they do for that.
Fox will just butcher them one by one until finally we can come together as a people and stop watching them. Which I have done, like, 2 movies ago.
Yeah, I haven't watched... Well, actually, I bootlegged one, so that's, I'm doing my part.
I have to watch Wolverine movies, though.
Fight the power.
Hugh Jackman's just amazing as Wolverine.
But it's... Mm. Yeah, they're trying to cut the stream off for all those other companies.
I respect Hugh Jackman because he's one of the guys he was pushing, like, please let me be in Avengers, and they shut him down.
Did he really?
Like, yeah.
He really
was made a campaign. Like, he really wanted to be a part of the Avengers, even just as a cameo.
Yeah.
And that would have been dope. Fox shut it down.
See, it's Fox's fault.
It is.
Despise them for
dickheads.
What they're
doing. It's a bunch of old dudes. They don't care about the characters, I'm sure.
But they do see the dollar signs.
They just see the dollar signs. Yeah. That's it.
And then, like, just to spite the nerds, they're like, oh, yeah, you guys want to step up, you know, mouth off to us? We're going to make your characters black.
But there's got to... Wow.
Suck it, nerds.
There's got to be some type of middle ground that they can all come up, you know, meet on that... Everybody wins. That's what I'm thinking. There's got to be some way because to me,
it's got
to
be like the Avengers movie where there's, you know, you got to find out the common company, kill them to bring everybody together.
This is what we've only planned what, 6 years, and I'm gonna say 15 years.
These movies are scheduled until my 30s.
Yeah, 15 years.
I'm 26 years old thinking about movies I'm going to see in my 30s.
I'm thinking further than that. I'm thinking after Phase 3 is done and they really are just kind of like reboot mode.
Mm.
Hopefully by then everybody's under one roof and we get...
Then we get to do it all over again, everyone.
I would go to every single one of them.
I can't do this again.
Bring out the naked
because you know there's going to be like a huge...
I'm not going to live long enough see all these movies.
There's
going to
be a huge box set of all these movies.
I'm just going to have a shelf dedicated
to
Marvel movies.
The Blu-ray set is going to be so expensive.
Yeah.
It's like a $500 big old trunk.
And by that time that happens, it'll include its own Iron Man suit.
Get most
full
likely
functioning Iron Man
that you can watch the movie in. You'll just sit on your couch and you watch the movie in it. You can't move.
Remote control, gauntlet, hand, whatever. Just change the channel.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm buying it.
So, Aaron, as the subject matter expert, what do you expect in Black Panther?
Wow. Oh, can we first announce the date and time? Or you just kind of glazed over on the Black... Why did we get the injustice of...
We didn't really announce any of the dates.
Yeah, we didn't announce any of the dates. You didn't want to talk about Thor, and I
did. Thor is terrible!
And just because I heard some chuckles going on over here. It's not because Aaron is black. It's because it really is like your second favorite comic book character, isn't it?
I told somebody that's my second favorite.
You told me that.
Realistically, he's kind of like...
tied for first?
Almost tied with Batman. Because, I like I said, when I got the Marvel Knights comic book for him, and I read through that 7 or 8 times, I was like, oh, this guy is just, he's Batman, but black, and he owns a country.
Like, he owns the country.
Like,
he's the king.
It's hard to, you know, I like you, Bruce, but he's got the money and everything, too.
And he's smarter. He's got a... He's smarter, right?
But ultimately,
he's like a scientist.
Ultimately, we laugh because we know you meant it because he was black.
Yeah, wow. Basically, I mean, yeah, it was. What other reason? But anyway,
I'll let you guys know. I have 2 black friends.
That's even more racist than having just one.
One's on Xbox 360.
I think when you count is when it's racist.
Oh no, one wears black all the time. Sorry, I get them mixed up.
What I'm expecting from a Black Panthers movie, I would hope, which I know is not going to happen, would be some type of origin story with T'Challa.
Mm.
But I don't think it's going to happen because I think they're going to do some type of cameo with him in one of these earlier movies where you see him in the suit or the back of him or something in the suit, or he turns and smiles at the camera, you know, Thanos style.
Yeah.
Well,
not to mention that Kevin Feige's already come out and said they're no longer doing any more backstories.
See, and that's
they are done doing backstories for any of Marvel character now. So everybody that's being introduced is going to be introduced as already an established character.
And that's I can understand
that's
that.
Interesting.
I can see
because
that
I thought one of the cool things about T'Challa and that I thought would make an interesting movie is how he became the Black Panther and had to fight in that tournament and the chick and all that stuff that we got to see in the animated version.
Yeah, but like... They would leave out a lot of stuff.
His
you know,
dad,
his
right?
walk, his you know, mm-hmm. his African walk, where he meets Aurora, and that's you know, Fox owns the X-Men, yeah. So they can't put Storm in it, and that's a big part of his life. You know, mm-hmm. his future wife. So, starting it as an adult, okay, that's fine. The actor that's playing him,
fine actor,
32 years old, right, okay. Perfect age for. To start this journey of Marvel because you're going to be in a whole
now,
bunch of
movies. Now, news comes out tomorrow. It's directed by Tyler Perry. Are you still excited?
No. Then I boycott.
Yeah.
What? Boycott. You don't think
everything
you can pull
Tyler
it
Perry touches is garbage.
I will burn every Marvel movie that
Madea comes out there. Oh,
I don't need a black actor. I don't need Spike Lee to direct it. I don't need Madea to direct it. I don't even want her even in the theater to see the movie. She cannot be on the council, mind you, of black people that are, you know, counseling T'Challa.
I'm still bummed, though, that they didn't cast Michael Jai White as Black Panther.
I thought that would have been perfect.
It's too late. It's a little...
I know.
He chose Bronze Tiger.
He chose DC, yeah. No, he's too old now. Like, he can do it. He can physically do it, yeah. But...
If he's not
the
like the lead
run.
Stunt guy, or he's got to be something in there because he's so awesome and his fight scenes are the best.
Mm-hmm.
T'Chaka needs to be Denzel Washington.
What about, you think he's old enough?
To be the dude's dad?
Yeah, but doesn't...
He looks a little younger, but
I know, but...
Gray him up a little.
We all know he could still whoop ass. Like, doesn't it got to be...
So T'Chaka could too. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
He fought until the day he died, right?
Are we doing like a Training Day Denzel or Remember the Titans Denzel?
A little of both, actually. A little of both. Just with a whole bunch of Panther garb on. Yeah. And then, like...
He'll never wear the suit.
His uncle has the suit, right? Like, that's where T'Challa gets it from, right?
James Earl Jones.
No, you're done with that. You're all done.
He's got to be at least the elder.
I want to know who's going to play his two women bodyguards.
Because
they got to be, you know...
Black?
That's one.
That's
yes.
one prerequisite. And be able to whoop some ass.
Yeah. Beautiful women. They're supposed to be, you know...
Jada Pinkett.
No.
No.
But yeah, technically, they're Oprah. Not they're not that important, you know, to who the actress is. All that because they don't really say anything. So it's like, you know, you can just get
our friend Nikki.
Arm pieces. Any arm piece will do.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Moving on. Let's give the... That'll be after Black Panther, we'll get our first Avengers movie.
First new Avengers movie, I guess.
Yeah.
Infinity War Part 1.
Yeah.
And then we get 2 movies in between. So Infinity War, we obviously know it's going to be Thanos. He's collecting the gems. He's going to have the Infinity Gauntlet.
So you think this will be the first time they know about Thanos at all?
No. The characters on Earth,
ground, yeah.
And then Loki will be like, I worked for him, you know, back in Avengers 1 and explain it all.
I don't think that'll happen.
But the 2 movies in between are Cosmic Universe. Mm-hmm. Which tells me in the first one, Thanos is going to lay the smackdown on everybody, and then some shit's going to happen in space that's going to turn the tide of battle, right? Because we got Captain Marvel, who's going to get involved somehow, probably more on the side of Guardians, working with them, and then Inhumans, which is a little closer to home.
So stoked for Inhumans.
And this era of movies is going to be difficult because it seems like it's going to be very CG heavy with the characters that are in these story arcs. Captain Marvel, the Inhumans are, you know, all superpowered. They're the X-Men. But
they're the X-Men in space.
Yeah, basically. So and everything is in space. And then think about the battles of Thanos versus your cast of superheroes. It's not going to be a little I'm hiding behind a box shootout type of thing. This is going to be some
full-on
brawls. Full-on brawls, yeah. And do you think they're going to, you know, have just some guy in a big rubber suit punching people? No. No. So it's going to be some CG heavy, you know, knockout blows and stuff like that. So it's going to be very interesting to see how all of it plays out on a big CG heavy type of thing. I mean, they've done it with the Hulk, and we'll probably get a kind of tiny glimpse of how a big CG battle will look with this Hulkbuster suit versus the Hulk. But when we're talking about Thanos and stuff, we're talking about like more than just Superman type of fight where it's just punch back.
Mm. Yeah, we're talking a lot of energy blasts, yeah. Energy force blast shields, powers.
Yeah,
manipulating reality.
And what energy blasts have we seen so far?
Iron Man.
Iron Man still looks kind of like a big spark type of thing that comes out more than a steady beam type of thing. It kind of looks like a huge thruster blast out of his hands.
That's pretty much all I expect.
Other than just Iron Man, I mean, you also have Thor, who has his powers, which isn't so much an energy blast, but it is some type of power.
Yeah,
in general,
they've done a lot of stuff with like force fields, and I mean, I'm not worried about how it's going to look. I don't think that they're like, "Oh shit, we better."
How are you not?
Well, I mean, I trust them enough in that department. They're not going to cheap out. Like even just the scenes that we've seen from Ultron looked. That blew me away.
Yeah, I think Ultron will give a glimpse more into the
capabilities,
because
the same thing, it's not just gonna be a punch out with Ultron. Yeah. Ultron's gonna be shooting beams out of his mouth, and
so that'll be a lot more
out of his teeth,
because you gotta think
out of his damn teeth.
You gotta think, and this is the main reason why I'm like, there's no way a Superman versus Batman movie could really work, is everything on there has to be portrayed as if it's, you know, realistic. You know, this is a live action type of thing. It's not a cartoon thing. With cartoons, you could do any type of special effects and graphics. You know, you can make the Earth blow up and then reappear real quick. That's fine. And it'll be 100% believable because it's a cartoon. You don't care. But when you do something like Christian Bale's Batman, which are, you know, Batman trilogy, which are awesome, and then you do Man of Steel, where he destroys a freaking city, how is Christian Bale going against Superman at all?
Kryptonite?
Right? How is that believable?
Did you read The Dark Knight Returns?
Yes. But there's a difference with that one, too. So,
yeah.
The Superman that they portrayed in that one wasn't seen destroying like a crazy amount of, you know, of a city, like skyscrapers falling and big craters in the ground and stuff like that. That was just kind of, and then again, it's a comic book. You can believe more stuff easily there as opposed to a live action film, you know, because when you throw a whole bunch of CG and stuff, it starts to kind of be like,
Agree to disagree. We can move
wow,
on.
Wow, really?
that's short for you're going on too long.
I'm telling you.
I mean, it's all valid. I mean, it's very valid.
It's important because these are stories, like I say, all the time.
Well,
I
just want to talk about Captain Marvel. So,
okay.
Captain Marvel,
Carol Danvers.
They said it's going to be Carol Danvers.
Oh, they have said that? I just saw pictures and I was thinking, sure. Are they? Okay, cool.
So this is going to be the first Marvel woman to get their own lead, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're not going Black Widow?
Yeah, there's an article on CinemaBlend that went out earlier today that said...
Oh, we don't say CinemaBlend on this podcast. Oh,
wow.
My bad.
Sorry. I'll bleep that out later. Go ahead.
Sure you will.
There's an article earlier that was talking about how someone had asked Kevin Feige after the announcement, what's going on? I thought there was going to be a Black Widow solo movie. And he actually said that right now they don't have one planned out, but there is one in the works post Phase 3.
Wow. Scarlett Joe is going to be like a cougar milf by that time.
It's not
going to
be Scarlett Joe anymore.
What?
It's going to be like freaking, I don't know,
Was it you that was saying there's more white leads named?
Yeah, there's actually more, because one of the biggest things that they were saying about DC's announcement is that what DC really did, the subtle undertones, quote unquote, that they did for their announcement was their biggest thing was announcing actual people of color, POC.
Diversity
in their team, as far as having, you know, Jason Momoa come in. You have The Rock, who's playing Black Adam. You have Gal Gadot, who's playing Wonder Woman. Who's
what is she?
She's Armenian or
she's
Iranian.
White.
Or...
That's white. That is just white.
Cyborg movie.
Cyborg.
It's white. And then he's handicapped.
And then they said then you turn around and they said that there was actually someone who did the research and said that if you look at the Marvel movies, by the time the third Captain America comes out, that would be 10 movies that Marvel has put out that has been the lead role has been done by somebody, a white person named Chris with blonde hair.
So then Avengers Nazi party?
Is that what we're looking at?
Is that we're looking at the next one?
Well, so we're going to break the mold with Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, who is like, I mean, they have to cast that one perfectly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but how nothing, far in the future is that one?
Nothing less than double D's.
Who are we going with? Who
in do a Speedo. Even think? Pam Anderson in the 90s.
No. Oh my gosh.
So
they need
terrible.
To get a time machine. Who else? Is she, she's got to be a bombshell.
What is that? No, she doesn't have to be
a
bombshell.
She does. For this is one of the few characters where I agree she has to be a bombshell.
She's not playing Power Girl.
Well, I was telling you, Joss Whedon.
That's the other one who needs to be a
Joss
bombshell.
Joss Whedon tweeted that picture still. And even though that article that I read was kind of back in August, he tweeted a picture just the other day when this stuff was released of Katie Sackhoff with her face on the picture of Captain Marvel.
Mm.
Now, in August, Katie Sackhoff said she's confirming that she's not, you know, doing that role. But then again, we've had other people who have come out and said, oh, you know, I'm not doing this and whatever. And then
Jenna Jameson.
No.
No?
No.
She can act.
All you have to do is get a regular actress and just put her blonde. So anybody that you can, that would be decent.
I like the more recent Captain Marvel where she's got the
short
hair, the mohawk. Mm. And like she looks like a normal person in those.
Hmm. No, I want the bombshell. But who do we see as a villain in that one?
Well, you can do, if you're going to do more space stuff, then
Rogue.
She has a big tie-in with the Kree.
So the
Kree... Can you do the Kree, though?
Yeah.
That's why not?
Oh, no, I'm thinking Shi'ar. I don't know why. I was like, that's X-Men,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, because Kree has a good tie-in with her and the Inhumans.
Yeah.
And then they take place back-to-back, so there's got to be some... crossover going on in that one.
Yeah.
And in Humans, the big thing is they're saying that Black Bolt may be Vin Diesel.
I really hope so. Because you get his voice for Groot, and then you get his body for Black Bolt.
Yeah.
That'd be so perfect.
Will it be the same body in 20 whatever? Yeah. Don't sleep on that one. I don't know.
It's late 2018.
Well, Vin Diesel is the one who's actually tweeted about it more than anything else, saying, you know, he can't wait, or he's made certain
Vin Diesel is a huge nerd.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited for him to be in all these awesome movies.
He's made a bunch of mentions about, you know what, oh, you know, something about this and that Inhuman or something.
He fits Black Bolt to me.
Yeah.
His acting style does, definitely. Yeah. You don't want to hear him,
you don't want to hear him talk.
Say anything. Yeah. He's 47 right now.
He looks really good, though.
He's going to be in his 50s?
Yeah. So, 50s Black Bolt.
Damn.
Hmm?
Damn,
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine.
He's all going to be CG anyways when he moves.
If they can do a Patrick Stewart helmet on anybody else.
Yes.
Because I was a little upset with the Hank Pym.
Being Michael Douglas?
Yep. I was a little upset with that.
Well, they're going the Lang way.
I don't care. I don't care about Lang. I want Pym to be the younger person.
I want Pym.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Is he that important of an actor that we needed him to be?
I don't understand that as well. That is a little weird.
So then fast forward 6 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever.
Michael Douglas is in the grave.
And Vin Diesel is strapping on that mask with the little fork on his head. You know?
Who are the other Inhumans? I'm spacing right now.
Medusa, Crystal, Triton.
What's his name? Lockheed? The dog?
Oh, the dog. Lockjaw.
Yeah.
Oh, the dog.
Lockjaw. Yeah. I don't know their names, but there's the guy who's got like the goat legs. There's the...
Oh, that's Goaty. No.
And then there's the guy who can see like the imperfections and things.
The God honest truth, I had an action figure of that goat-legged guy.
Really?
For the longest, yeah. I remember that because he had a thing on his back that you can like flick down and he would kick. Yeah, like a little kicking.
But that's the main
there.
Royal family.
With the introduction of Rocket, I can easily see them pulling off of a Lockjaw.
Well, Lockjaw doesn't say anything.
Isn't he psychic, though?
He is psychic.
I mean, but he's not just
he
like
doesn't communicate with things.
But like, he's not
like,
just
you
like
communicate with him.
But he's not just like a pit bull. Isn't he like massive?
Yeah, he's
and
huge,
ferocious. And,
yeah, the yeah, fork yeah. on his head too, right?
Yeah, he has one on his head too.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Video Game Bang, where we really broke down a lot of the stuff in the Marvel. There's so much more to discuss, and
I know you can go on for
we
years.
Could go on for days, years,
and
we
I'm
probably
happy to,
will.
So please send in your questions.
Send in questions. We'll talk about this more on other shows. We have a big show coming up next week, Marvel related. We're just putting the finishing touches on just locking up an interview with the former vice president of Marvel. And that interview will be coming, and we
one
we
of
know,
like the 20 former vice presidents,
but, right? But one of the most notorious, right? He had some controversies. He left. I'm spacing on his name as well. What was it, David? You did all the research.
I don't remember his last name.
You did the R&D.
Bill
Hamid.
Bill Hamid.
No,
yeah,
that's wrong. That's a soccer player goalie, guys. That's
okay.
Don't. That's terrible.
So don't listen to Aaron. Is what you're
terrible.
Saying. Like we said, go back. Video Game Bang brought to you by Nerd Reactor. Nerd Reactor, we're going to have a lot of articles coming up. We have our Fluster Cluck. Is that almost done?
Oh my gosh.
That's a yes. And a lot more news coming at you from the Video Game Bang world. I'm Corey Vincent. And for Aaron Carter, Eddie Villanueva, and David Ng, we will see you on the internet.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Bang,
now go fuck yourselves.